news for you.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
Netflix has dropped the new trailer for Beyoncé's Homecoming, which features exclusive behind-the-scenes footage of her Coachella performance and a look into her family life.
What I really want to do is be a representative of my race, of the human race. I have a chance to show how kind we can be, how intelligent and generous we can be. I have a chance to teach and to love and to laugh. And I know that when I finish doing what I'm sent here to do, I will be called home. And I will go home without any fear.
That didn't sound like Beyoncé.
No, that wasn't Beyoncé. That voiceover is a famous speech by the late American poet and black activist Maya Angelou. But the Homecoming documentary debuts on Netflix April 17th. And just on the subject of Coachella, her sister Solange is supposed to be performing this year at Coachella, which is coming up in a couple of weekends. And she's pulled out due to, get this, major production delays, so she's just not ready.
One of Hollywood's most prolific actors, Seymour Cassell, has died at the age of 84 after a battle with Alzheimer's. Cassell was big in the late 60s and later starred in several films by Wes Anderson, including The Royal Tenenbaums and The Life Aquatic.
Can I have some Walking Dead music, please, Gunners?
You sure can.
AMC has confirmed a third Walking Dead spin-off series. The new series will star two young female protagonists and will focus on the first generation to come of age in the apocalypse. The as-yet-untitled series is going to debut next year with a 10-episode first season.
Felicity Huffman has pleaded guilty over the university admission scandal, saying that she has deep regret over her actions. Deep regret for getting caught, more like. Huffman paid a test fixer $15,000 to inflate one of her daughter's SAT scores. Huffman faces a maximum prison sentence of 20 years, although it's unclear if she'll actually serve any time.
She'll probably just have to pay a massive fine. And Channel 9's Married at First Sight is finally over. The season reeled in, appalled, delighted and shocked thousands of viewers nationwide. But the only real love story to emerge from the show was Cam and Jules, who have since revealed they're getting married for realsies and are expecting twins.
I've got some news for you. Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.